Buildings are energy hogs. That's why President Obama went to Pennsylvania State University last week to promote a plan that could help commercial buildings achieve greater energy efficiency.
Making our buildings more energy efficient is one of the fastest, easiest, and cheapest ways to save money, combat pollution, and create jobs right here in the United States of America. And that's what we're going to do.
Obama toured Penn State Research Labs, where scientists are working on new technologies designed to cut energy waste in commercial buildings, like the Sears department store that Ed Montz manages in Glen Burnie, Maryland. Sears sells everything from appliances and automotive supplies to clothes and consumer electronics. Montz walks the store all day, not just to check on his staff, but to see how building systems are working.
This building is running 24 hours a day. We're not in it 24 hours a day, but, you know, things keep going. And certainly a building this size can consume a lot of energy if there aren't efficiencies to keep it in check.
Montz calculates that 80 American homes could fit comfortably inside his store. And as in any private home, lighting, heating, and cooling are the big energy users. He says air conditioning is very demanding, especially during the region's intense summer heat and humidity.
This building has 24 rooftop units. So if they're not all working properly, you can have inefficiencies. You know, there can be times when they are overworking, underworking, and certainly they can drain the energy consumption if they're not working properly.
As part of the store's bid to cut its energy use, every one of those rooftop AC units was checked and repaired. Every light bulb, all 15,000 of them, were replaced with a more efficient one. And motion sensors were installed to shut lights off in offices and storerooms when no one is around. Even escalators were put on a schedule to save power.
We don't need the escalator on until the customer gets here, and that's approximately 5 minutes before the customer gets here, and we turn it off approximately 5 or 10 minutes after the customer leaves.
Taken together, these changes help the Sears store reduce its building energy consumption by nearly one-third and cut electric bills by $46,000. Montz says Sears employees were essential to the success of the energy plan.
You know, they're here